Little Stories from Nordhaus Dunes. I was camping at a tent site some minutes into the state park, and I started my fire and made some hot dogs and all that. And a happy family with two or three teenagers started unpacking next to my site. I was wearing my leather Wolverine jacket, listening to an ancient iPod. I think it was Paul Strathairn's Philosophers in 90 Minutes series. Somehow I started chatting with my new neighbors. I might have given them some firewood or batteries or maybe bug spray or the mosquito sticks. And as they took their weight off their feet, I started speaking to the mom about audiobooks. I just carefully described the power and importance of connecting with philosophers and thinkers and inheriting their culture. "Is this what you do?" she asked, pointing at my car. It was the first time I spoke the way I speak now. I hope I didn't make them sad. I was just on one of my adventures. Before falling asleep that night, I have a half memory of listening to Bill Bryson's "I'm a Stranger Here Myself," where he mentioned that Grover Cleveland, a former US president, used to pee out of the Oval Office window. It's a very educational book. It certainly helps you remember Grover Cleveland and his talent. Another time, a cute couple was standing by the map where the parking envelopes are. They were whispering sweet nothings to each other, enjoying the shade of the gigantic pine trees. I pounced out of the woods, somewhat screaming, as a proper man of the mountain would, and started cheerfully renewing my parking permit for another couple of weeks. It was like maybe $15 or something. We chatted for a moment. They said they've been visiting every year since the 70s. It used to be free, they said. And I mentioned that the more rustic trailhead still has some free parking space left on it. They started on their cute little journey up the nearby ancient dune, and we parted ways, smiling. That dune goes way up there. And back then, just when you thought you got to the top, there used to be an observation platform too, and it was like 80 million gazillion stairs. By the time people scrambled up there, they had to whip out their trail mix and snacks to recharge, though there were plenty of benches to sit on and watch the sunsets. And you know, an interesting, longish little walkway that I soon discovered went in a circle. I have lots of memories from Nordhaus. Most of them are really tiny. It seems like it was my house, not just Nordhaus. When I first experimented with a wall projector and tracing paper, I showed my raccoon drawings to the state park lady, the one that checks all the tickets, and she thought they were really good. I think I remember her mentioning that she used to look after wild animals. Soon thereafter, to my shock, I discovered there were tame deer in the state park. They probably wouldn't appreciate hugs, but were not scared of me at all, which, as you can imagine, scared me. It's true. It was like discovering a new animal that could give you chase and possibly bite you. And there was a mom and a daughter, high up on horses. Just the moment I disgraced myself trying to force my trunk to close for like 2 minutes. I was jumping up and down and squishing and moving and fidgeting, and all of a sudden there was a trot, trot, trot of two sophisticated ladies. I have half a memory of them wearing lavish hats on their high horses and being mildly entertained by my behavior. And then they trotted off. I think by far my favorite memory or little story is about what I would almost call the different seasons of Nordhaus. Because by the lake, you are not just on a beach, but also it feels like you are on a deserted island somewhere out in the South Pacific. Unless you sneeze with extra effort during a holiday. Goodness knows why there were so many people just scattered around all the tall grass. There are non-bitey snakes in there. 10 by the beach, for goodness sake. But yeah, when you step into the woods, there is such a drastic change of climate. The air is full of the fragrance of all the different trees and really heavy with moisture. The sun is hardly to be seen through all the thick canopy. It really just blinks and leaves you alone. And if you come across a cluster of pine trees, that incredible fragrance and extra shade is like dipping into an evening for a moment. Even if you do climb the dune and find a sunny spot, it is nothing like being down at the beach. It's way different. I can't explain it, but it is like a different season up there. Different kind of sun.